I know what many of you are asking yourselves. Why are we at work today? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. New Year's week has to be the least productive week on the calendar. No useful work goes on. Nobody's mind is in the game. Why do we do it? The only people who are doing any useful work are the people who put out the discount tags. Maybe not even them, the way sales are going. And yet here we are about to create more jobs. We're going to spend hundreds of billions of dollars to create more jobs, which ultimately will mean making more stuff. And what for? Why make more stuff when we're glutted with the old stuff? That just means you'll have people making more stuff that won't get sold, and then people whose jobs don't get funded will get sore. We have to find a way to give the middle class more money, but at the same time get them to make less stuff. More money to make less stuff. That sounds ridiculous, you say. Except it's not. We've done it for years. It's called paid vacation. And for a long time, the U.S. has been losing the paid vacation race. 13 days average paid vacation. You know what the Japanese get? The country whose car companies don't need bailouts, 25 days. British get 28. Workaholic Germans get 35 days, almost as much as the French. The French get 37. And the Italians get 42. I'm not saying we want to be the Italians. We have to work once in a while. But a nice, reasonable 4 weeks paid vacation for everybody. 4 weeks at home, reconnecting with your spouse, bonding with the kids, doing all those little jobs you've been putting off. I know, it's just too scary. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.